Welcome to Wisdom Wednesday, my sweet friend. I'm proud of you for carving out just a few minutes to commit to yourself and growing your business. This week, I've pulled a juicy clip from one of my favorite episodes. I know you are going to love it. Are you ready? Here we go. Survey your audience by asking them what they want to learn about. So use something like a Google form and create 2 to 5 short questions that will help you to uncover topic ideas from your audience. I like to at least include a few open-ended questions when possible so I can use my audience's exact words in my copy or in my weekly content titles. So I like them to actually tell me in their own words what they want from me. But you can also use a list of content topics and ask them to choose their top 3 favorites. So that's another way to use this survey. It's a good gauge as to where they're at right now and what they want from you. Now, if you create this survey, you could use it on social media, and you can also, of course, use it to email your list. Even if you have a small list, still do this. Also, you can take a version of this. This is like part 2. Don't just do this alone, but part 2 would be you could do some fun polls on Instagram or Facebook. So like Instagram stories, they have the polling feature. Do you like this or that? Which one do you like better? I would do a series of those as well, just to get some feedback. Now, if you don't yet have a big enough audience that is going to get enough responses from a survey, then I want to encourage you to go to someone else's blog or Facebook page or Instagram page or whatever that's in the same field as you that actually has a large audience and see what's resonating with their audience. Looking in the comments of their social media platforms or looking in the comments of their specific blog posts can unearth a gold mine of topic ideas. Now, of course, you're not there to copy their content, but to find inspiration for what you can create with your own spin on it. So for example, if you're in the life coaching field and you go to your competitor's blog and you see that there are a lot of comments from the competitor's audience about overwhelm or decision fatigue or a need to overcome a certain fear, right there, you can take that topic and write about it on your own. Now, if you're thinking, wait, shouldn't I be coming up with new ideas? Not necessarily. I love what Mark Twain said about new ideas. He said, there is no such thing as a new idea. It's impossible. We simply take a lot of old ideas and put them into a sort of mental kaleidoscope. We give them a turn and they make a new and curious combination. We keep on turning and making new combinations indefinitely. But they are the same old pieces of colored glass that have been in use through all the ages. And I totally agree with Mr. Twain.